It's always good just to really reflect on what God has done. Well, before we do that, I just want to read a scripture, and then we're going to have some testimonies this morning, some people just to come and share. I asked you last week to begin to reflect back of some of the things that God has done. We've got a couple of people that are bringing testimony. Maybe there's something that you just really want to honor God for, that He's done in your life, He's done in your family, and you just want to come and give Him praise and give Him thanks. This morning, the scripture tells us to give Him thanks. Just want to read a book from Ephesians chapter 1 and just read down from verse 3. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. In love, He predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with His pleasure and will, to the praise of His glorious grace, which He has freely given us in the One He loves. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace, that He lavished on us with all wisdom and all understanding. And He made known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Christ, to be put in effect when the times had reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. And I just love this passage. It just reminds us of every spiritual blessing that we've had been given in Christ. And the part that just, well, all of it stirs my heart, but when it talks about He's lavished His grace upon us. And we've had a theme this year of amazing grace, and we'll be talking about that as we just have a little look back across this year. But before we do that, I just want to invite some people just to come and to give testimonies this morning. We've had a special young man who's come into the life of the church, and just to see him from his background come into the kingdom of God and just to be growing in the things of God. We're really proud of you, Maury, just to see all that God is doing. So let's Maury, as he comes and shares testimony. You can stand behind you if you want, or wherever you're comfortable.
Good morning, church. How are you all today? I have something to share with you all today, and I've been in Australia for 1.5 years. I came to Australia to get rid of my problems I had living in my country. When I came to Australia, I found it like it to be a good country, but I still wasn't happy because I was missing my family, and I was working as a painter labor to get money to afford my bills. I was thinking to going back, but I didn't want to go back because I really wanted freedom from Iranian government. During that time, I met Luciano in Tarantula City. Before I was thinking and asking God what this life is and what am I doing in this country away from my family. And when I met Luciano in Tarantula Station, she talked about God to me and trusting God. And she invited me to church. And when I asked her, where is your church? And she said, in San Alban. And it was close to the place I used to live in. And I thought, oh, it's a tourism point for me in San Alban to go. And when I came to this church, I found this church a good environment. And Pastor Pat gave me the English version of Bible. And when I read some section, I found it hard to read. And after, when I met Leon, he gave me the Persian version of Bible on PDF, on CD. And when I start reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, in just 2 days, it didn't seem like a book to me. And after Pastor Chris asked me, you want to give your life to Jesus? I said, oh no, what a crazy decision. I have to go back to my country and I could be killed. And he said, no, if you trust in God, He will save you. And no, I really believe the word He said, it was from God. And I wasn't happy because of the situation I had. And I started trusting God, and I felt presence of God and presence of God and peace in my life. And I start trusting Him. And I got my permanent residency without interview, which usually doesn't happen in Australia. And for next year, I'm able to study at uni because before I was civil engineer in my country, and they accept my qualification as an associate degree. And next year, I'm able to study at uni. I don't have to work as a labor. I saved up money. If I don't work for a few months, I can afford my bills. And next month, I'm going to overseas to visit my family. And I have been really blessed by God. And I'm really happy to trust in God and give my life to Jesus Christ and accept Him as my Lord and Savior. And I've been really blessed by God. Thank you all for hearing me, and God bless.
Just thank you. Let me just pray with you, Maury. Let's just pray for Maury. Come back, Maury. We just want to pray for you. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Maury, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for someone who's made a stand in you, Lord. And when he made the stand to become a Christian, Lord, he knew then there was a risk that he'd have to go back, Lord, into a country, Lord, where he would maybe even be killed, Lord, for that faith. But, Lord, we just thank you for your hand of grace upon his life. Lord, as he stood in faith, as he stood and proclaimed Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, Lord, we thank you for your hand upon him, Lord. And this year, Lord, that he's been granted that permanent residency, Father, Lord, that he's able to get into study, Lord, all of the things, Lord, your hand of favor and blessing has been upon him, Lord, because he's been obedient to you. And so, Father, we just honor Maury, Lord. We just love him very much as our dear brother. And, Lord, we just pray, Lord, for your hand of blessing upon him. Lord, you have so much for this man of God. And we pray that you bless him and prosper him in every way in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Bless you, Maury. Praise God. It's just such wonderful news that when he got his permanent residency, he'd been really praying hard. And every time he saw him, just pray with me. And just as he said, he got that without an interview. They don't do that. He's from Iran. And they don't do that for people. And so God's really just had his blessing upon you. So we praise God for that. Josie wanted to share a testimony this morning. I asked her to share. She shared with me some great things that had happened as a result of, well, she can tell you. All right, go for it.
As you all know, Graham and I went overseas last year, and one thing we were really focused on was packing a Bible to take with us, because you just don't know what's going to happen, you know, when you're overseas. And that was we're thinking of weight, you know, what the weight and the, you know, kilos. And anyway, so I kept the church foremost in my mind, because I really, really missed my church family. And always love the sermons that we hear on the Sundays and the instructions you get on the Tuesday and, you know, the walk across the room and everything you hear all year, it's always there. You meet someone and you're talking. Well, lo and behold, we went through Europe, yeah? And we came to the last stop, which was Dubai in... Dubai in the... Yeah, that's it. And I was really amazed in that country. And I was chatting to Graham, and I said I earned so much respect for the Indians and the foreign workers there. They work ever so hard, and you know, I really like talking to them and sharing with them. And they really miss their families. And we tend to pray for a lot of people that are poor or in poverty, which we should, rightly. But these people that are away from their families, and they really miss their families, and they would really love to be with their families. We should really remember them in our prayers. Anyway, lo and behold, Graham and I, by the way, don't go to Dubai in July. I'm warning you. It is unbelievably hot. But then again, if you want to go on a cheap flight, that's where you go at the time you go. So you've, you know, balance it. So Graham and I were sitting outside in the heat, and I was going around blowing all the candles off the table because they were creating further heat. And this gentleman came up who was the manager of the restaurant area. And I don't know how, but we got speaking, and he was really missing his family, and he was, you know, speaking about himself. And I said to him, I introduced, I think that's what happened. I don't really know how it happened. I introduced church, or I said to him something like, "We will pray for you." So that's how I introduced it. And he said, "What church do you go to?" And I started to explain to him the Christian church, and he was Hindu. Every time I got stuck, of course, I look at Graham, and Graham steps in and rectifies the situation or jots my memory. So he's really truly wonderful the way he sort of helped me out there. The only thing, though, it's really amazing. You know how people say, and the church has been teaching us about the seed and planting the seed, and don't worry, just say it, it doesn't matter, and then somebody else might take over and make that seed grow. Well, that was a revelation, I think, for me this year in 2008, because when I first became a Christian, I kept getting told, and I'm fairly sure, 99% sure it was Graham, he'd say to me, "Read the book of John. Read the book of John." So when this young man, he said to me, he said, where can I get a Bible? And I explained to him to go on the internet, how he can get a Bible and whatnot. And he said, "How do I start reading?" And I said to him, "The book of John. The book of John. Read the book of John." And I said, "That's right, isn't it, Graham?" I said, "Is it a gospel?" And he said, "No, it's the book of John." So that, you know, that sort of shows how Graham steps in. And that was pretty much it. And he said to me, he said, "Can I see you tomorrow? Will you be here tomorrow?" I said, "Yes." He said, "I'd like to get your internet address." And I thought he was just being polite. But, of course, he did come back in the morning. And he said to me, I went away and thought, he said, in Hinduism we learn that you pray for yourself. It's a self center. It's a God center, and it's between you and God, and whatever happens is just between you and God. He said, what I found amazing last night is Graham and yourself were saying how, you know, you pray for other people, and with the power of prayer, other people's lives changed. And he found that quite surprising. Anyway, so I had this year, to cut a long story short, otherwise I'm going forever, you know. I received an email that said, do you remember what it said, Graham?
I presume because in the Indians they often have the front name last and the last name first, but Jess got an email, I think it was Christmas Eve, which said, "Dear Josie and Hall," just like, because Josie's been communicating back and forward with this chap regularly over the last couple of months since we came back in August. And he said, Dear Josie and Hall, just letting you know that I've been attending church regularly. I am a Christian, and I've been taking some of my friends to church as well." So it was just wonderful.
So I suppose it's exactly as Pastor Pat and Pastor Chris have been telling us, nothing is impossible in God. And I mean, to speak to people in that country when we broke so many rules, you all don't know what we did over there, it really is not impossible. And really, you need to just, if you speak and you know, and my desire and my jealousy as far as being a Christian is that when I see someone else that's getting closer to God, or I feel that they're growing faster than what I am, I become jealous. I just want God to grow within me.
Sure. Praise God. A wonderful testimony just of planting that seed. And who knows what that guy, that manager, is going to do. If he's already taking his friends and some of his family along, a little revival can start in Dubai just from sharing the word with someone. So that's a great encouragement. So bless you both for that. And just a great little story of what happens when we just share our faith. We might hear of a church that's in Dubai. Who knows? It starts growing. Very difficult in that. It's a Muslim area, but just to see the grace of God in that place. So that's wonderful. I praise God for that. I guess a couple more minutes if anyone else wanted just to share briefly a little testimony. Just wanted to give thanks to God for something across this year. Hands up if God has blessed you this year. For all those whose hands are down, we're going to pray for you because God has blessed you every single day of your life and you haven't even known it. But if you have known and God has blessed you, then if God's worthy of praise, why don't you jump out of your feet, out of your seat, and give a little testimony. Thank God. If there's something you want to thank God for this year.
I would like to give praise and thank you to Lord. Because I have been here only in Australia. I have been here only for 1 year. But God blessed me abundantly in this year. God gave me the very good job for me in this year. And God gave me very good house for this year. And God blessed me through Gajan as well. I'm really thank you and give you praise the Lord, as well as I'm giving thank you for these church families, leaders, pastors, because when I came over here, I didn't feel really comfortable. But when I walked to this church, I really feel comfortable. And I'm really giving thanks to Pastor Pat, because when I came over here, I really feel afraid and I'm really scared. But Pastor Pat gave me the very good description through the fear with a ladies group. So I learned a lot, Pastor, but I'm really missing you every Thursday women's meeting. But I'm really thank you, Pastor Pat and Pastor Chris and all other leaders, Gary and Kerwa, because they invited us last year. When I came over here, I really feel alone because I'm missing my family. But Gary and Kayleen and Brendan, Rachel and Hayden, everyone in the church family, they really give me a lot of comfortable in this church. And I really give you thanks and praise first to Lord, and I'm giving every thanks to all the church family as well. Thank you.
Praise God. Someone else want to jump to their feet and give thanks to the Lord? Lord has blessed you this year. Just take a couple more and then...
I tried to take grace, the theme grace, pretty seriously, so I got a notebook and I wrote grace at the top, and I thought I can either fill up the notebook with all the mistakes that I do every day and the botch-ups and stuff-ups, or I can fill it up with where grace has come across my path. The very first day I did that, I got home from work and the neighbour had run a car across our garden and crashed into our garage. And I thought, it doesn't matter. No one had got hurt, and I ran in next door. I said, don't worry about it. You know, she was really stressed out about crashing into our garage, and I said, don't worry about it. And it put her at peace, and the insurance company paid for it and everything like that. And it just happened all year. I've got about 2 A4 sheets full of stuff. But another thing that happened to that neighbour is lightning hit her house at Easter. And if you want to hear a loud noise, that is a loud noise, lightning hitting something. And no one got hurt. Our eldest son crashed his car twice. No one got hurt. No one's been sick in our family. We've had a really good year, and that's just some examples. So I think grace is partly an attitude. You've actually got to go looking for it, and when you go looking for it, you'll fill up books full of it.
Good on you. It's a wonderful testimony, Ian. Thank you for that. That's a wonderful testimony of God's grace and actually living it every day and actually to document how you've walked in grace. So that really thrills our heart just to hear that. That's wonderful. We'll pray for your neighbour, and don't tell the real estate agents that she's in the street. The values probably just went down dramatically, but we'll just pray that she comes also into the kingdom of God. But that's just a wonderful, wonderful testimony. Anybody else that God has blessed you this year? You want to just come and give God some glory? Yeah, okay. These two, yep, come. Both of you come. And I think you were first name, aren't you?
Amen. I want to testify to the goodness of your God and my God. God had done so many things for me and my family. But in short, I will testify to what he had done for me, especially also through the church, by bringing my family forward to me and my wife. Because during the 16 years we spent in a refugee camp, she and I were just lonely. Wherever we go, UN used to give her food, but were not satisfied to her because our children. But we always pray every day. Wheresoever we go, we pray that God, we need our children. And when we left, we got to Australia. We were so happy, all of the food, the clothes, the Google houses, and you know, we were not still pleased in our children. So we went to a Red Cross, we cried them that we need our children. So they later told us that, no, don't worry. And one thing that my wife and I prayed for in Africa was that, we are in church, but Australia we are going to, we don't know the country. We don't know whether there's a Christian there. But God, we're praying for church. Connect us with a church that we will see our spiritual father, spiritual mother, and spiritual brothers and sisters. And that is what God answered our prayer today. And the one thing that God did for me and my family is that all of the children, he got all of them to be baptized. And it's not my wife and I going to teach your children. Holy Spirit going to teach them. So I thank God ever so much for what he has done for me. And my spiritual father and mother and brother and sister of the church, I pray God for all of you people for what? For looking after me and my family during this year. And I believe that God will do a great, great, great thing for 2009. Thank you ever so much.
There's so many blessings we can share. It's just that God blessed us, I think, all this year and every year. But I think we just take it so for granted sometimes. We take God's blessings so for granted, and then we tend to forget about them. But when we look back, we realize how much God has blessed us. And this year, of course, again, you know, with our grandchildren and another grandchild on the way, that's a great blessing. And family's been healthy, and that's all God's blessings. And I believe this year God has healed me from what could have been a major illness, where the doctor and the specialist was saying that it doesn't look good. I've had the symptoms I've had, and yet they couldn't find anything wrong. He said what it might have been, but he said it was cleared. And normally you would take antibiotics for that. Take care of that, but he said there's nothing you could do now because it's all been healed by itself, no medication, no nothing. And only a couple of weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was working on a ship where I fell down a hole about 6 foot. Hole, it could have been a major injury because it's only a little hole and it's very confined. This crewman next to me decided to take a grid up while I was unlocking these containers, looking up. And as I'm walking and unlocking containers, I fell into this hole, which I didn't expect the seaman to do that. Had a few bruises, a bit of a sore back and leg, but thank God I've come out of it good. Praise God.
Well, I've been really blessed this year, and I guess the reason why is because it's been the hardest year of my life. It's been the hardest year of my life. I really feel like this year has been the most emotionally constraining year I've ever had. I feel like I've had to really overcome anger and a lot of things, and I've just had the grace of God to help me through that. I've been blessed by Him helping me get through the financial times. Also, you know, at times having to work a lot and feeling lonely and just angry about life, and then just God putting the right Christian friends around me and supporting me, especially, you know, the last times in my house and the things I've had to go through with people there, and just the support that I've had to get through it and to choose God's way and have people to encourage me with that. And I guess that's how I've been blessed this year. Also, just being able to make the time to start my computer business. And, just going through that process and how God's really blessed me for everything financially, throughout everything. And, that's about it. Cool. Yeah.
Well, if you really wanted to, and I encourage you to do that, just to go back and just think about all the way that God has blessed you this year. It's amazing how people's lives are governed a lot by really what they focus on, and even in terms of the things of God. Some people are always mindful of all the things that they don't have or didn't happen. But you stand and you reflect on what God has done. You cannot but help but praise Him. And even if you feel and if you're oblivious and you've missed what God has done, just remember who God is. And then you cannot but help but praise Him, because He is a mighty God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We're just going to have a quick little look through now up on the screen here. And I trust I've got this working right. I just want to go through some of the things, review some of the things over the year. And we'll look at some photos and the things in a moment. But our theme, obviously, for the year was Amazing Grace. And the scripture was John 1:16, from the fullness of His grace, we have all received one blessing after another. And that is so true. You look back across the year, say, Lord, I thank You for this blessing. I thank You for that blessing. One after another, You have been blessed this year. And for some of you, I know you've had a hard year. It's been a struggle. But in all of the struggles is the hand and the grace of God. And we always need to be mindful of that and to acknowledge that. We looked at the theme of grace in three areas this year. One was experiencing grace, and that was for us to share the amazing grace that accompanies the salvation in Jesus Christ. And so our heart was that we acknowledge the grace that we've experienced, but also that others will also experience in that. And the scripture there in Ephesians 2:8, so it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. And Acts 20:24. However, I consider However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus Christ has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. And so the whole point of life that Paul is speaking here is saying, no, everything I want to do is my whole purpose in life is to see the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I trust that's something that stirs our heart, whether we're in Dubai or wherever you happen to be, even if you are going on holidays, for those who are going away, always be ready to share the gospel. We looked at extending grace, and that's living grace, even as Anne testified to us, that we live in grace every day, that grace is something that we extend. And so we looked at extending grace to those around us in our church family and also to the unchurched, that we live a life of grace and graciousness. And Hebrews 12:15, it says, see to it that no one misses the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. And so that heart of being gracious, extending grace to people. And as we all reflect on how gracious God has been to us, we talked about those things. Well, if we're mindful of how God is gracious to you, it's a little bit easier. In fact, it's a lot easier to be gracious to others. Because God does not treat us how we deserve. He treats us according to His grace. And then we talked about the enabling grace, the empowering grace of God in our lives. So stepping out in confidence and serving God and living our lives successfully. Scriptures, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace to me was not without effect. For I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was within me. And so we talked about the grace of God empowering our lives, and we're walking and the power and the strength of Christ. His grace is an enabling thing upon our lives. It enables us to do what we could not otherwise do. And the promise in 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is sufficient for you. We had some goals this year. I'm in sync, I am. To see many people won for Christ as we touch our friends. And we'll have a look later on. All the names of people that gave their heart to the Lord will come up on the screen in a little while. We had our Book of Life prayer, and I trust that you've always been praying for the people, the names that you put in that Book of Life, that we would see people coming into relationship with Jesus Christ. And again, we'll do this again next year, the Book of Life, but remember the whole point of it is that you're praying for those people, and you're not just praying that someone else will come along. Lord, send someone to tell them. Your prayer is, Lord, enable me, embolden me to be the person that you've destined me to be, who's put me in relationship with these people for the sole express purpose that I might be an instrument, that they may come into your kingdom. That needs to be our prayer. We wanted to get the cafe drop-in happening this year. Well, our building is now ready now almost for next year, which will be fantastic. So we weren't able to do it this year, but we had the lunchtimes with a difference program. We did a lot of great work in the school there. And they are looking for those. If you were a part of that lunchtimes program, you just want to jump to your feet if sometime during the year this year you were involved with that program. Let's put our hands together and bless these ones. God also going, yep, you can be seated, but it's great just going into the schools there and being a part of all of that. Also the day trips and other things, it's had a great impact. A number of young people have actually come into the kingdom through that program. CRE in schools. The CRE teachers, if you're here this morning, just stand up here. If you're in the CRE, put hands together. Bless Shari and Sue and Antoinette. They do a great job there sharing the gospel in the primary schools there. Bless you. Nursing home. And I know I can't see John, but I know Pastor John's here. And there was also Chris Thomas was involved in there and Frank Saliba. I think we just got Pastor John. Pastor John, you stand. We'll clap you on behalf of all those who have gone in there and done a great job in the nursing home. And those people are really hungry for the things of God. And some of them know the stage of life that they're at. And they know they need to have their life in order. So there's great things in there. Alpha, where's Lewis and Sue? They can stand up. And all those people that help cooking along the way too. Bless you for Alpha. It's been wonderful just to see people touch for Alpha. We had men's breakfast this year, which were wonderful. We'll see a couple of photos later on. The seminars we'll do next year because the building will be ready for that. Short-term missions trips. We had went on a couple of trips this year. Peter Reddick will see some photos. We did the Friends for Life series, which was wonderful, and I trust that stirred your hearts. Counseling. Pastor Pat's done endless counseling and just sown many, many seeds into the kingdom of God. Chaplaincies. Ames volunteer tutors, and Narcissa has been working with Ames. So bless you, Narcissa. Bless Narcissa for her work that she's been doing in there, and the English computer class as well. When we've got the building, we'll be doing those as well. Our prayer nights, we had some fantastic times of prayer. I encourage you, remember, first Saturday, except for January, but first Saturday of every other month is prayer. It's our corporate prayer time from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., so I encourage you with that. We've had some great all-night prayer times. They've been wonderful times. Really sense strongly the presence of God and prayer nights that we've had. There's been a team of intercessors that Linda's had organised that have been praying faithfully. We've had times of prayer and fasting, and we're working through a process with Natural Church Development, looking at areas of growing in the church. Targeting outreach to ministry. The Mothers at Play group. The mothers that are involved and the team involved with Mothers at Play. They'd like to stand up, bless them. Like Pastor Pat, you go there as well, minister to the ladies. And Pastor Pat, you can stand up too because you minister to the mums. They've got a great team, and I know there's Penny and some others that aren't here this morning that are a part of that team. And that's just wonderful to see that growing and to see women who don't know the Lord but have been really touched through that. So bless you through that. Kids Club. They do a great job. Nara and Andrew saw five of them here this morning, but they do a great job. Let's bless them in Kids Club. And great to see that building Tuesday Night Live. Yeah, you can all stand. The youth and young adult leaders, they want to stand. Let's bless our youth and young adult leaders. Also, Penny, yeah, and Joyce, young adult leader also. Gadgen as well. And it's great just to see that all that you've done in that area. So let's bless them for that. Thank you. Cafe drop-in thing will happen next year. CRC Regional Youth, we've hosted that. Gary's done a great job. Bless you, Gary, for heading up our CRC Regional Youth. And we've had many different special events, concerts and all things. You'll see some pictures of those. Transport Ministry, Elder Lewis has done a great job also in coordinating that. And thank you. If you've been one of the people who helps transporting people, jump to your feet. If you're one of the faithful servants, stand up. I know you're quiet achievers and you don't want to be on in this way. All these people are wonderful that they've really... That's a really important ministry. Thank you, guys. Bless you. And just helping people just to be able to come to church. They want to come to church. And so we honour you, your hand in doing that. And that's a great way of being a wonderful blessing. The scrapbooking group has really taken off this year. And the ladies there, and it's amazing. Just really honour Kayleen and Heather and... I think you're the main ones. You can stand up, ladies, if there's any others in the team there. I know Pastor Bat earlier on in the year was also involved there. And it's just great. Just what they do there is they're not very subtle, actually, but they've got these unsaved, non-Christian ladies that are there, and they're getting very enthusiastically scripture verses, and they're pasting them in and doing all the stuff that ladies do at scrapbooking. But it's just wonderful to see the Word of God being sown in that way, and I really love it from all I understand. I've never been there. I've just... walked in here, I've been on the site painting or something and seen them all there all enthusiastic. All right, everyone growing and serving in the church. And we had our training courses, and bless all those that are involved in the training courses. We'll talk a little bit about the Pure conferences. They were fantastic. The team that organized the Pure conferences, they like to stand up. We want to bless the ladies that organized the Pure conferences. Just bless them. They do a great job. Tell you what, they are very organized. They meet many, many times, and they meet just to pray even. And I'm really impressed, actually. They convict me. I thought, gee, if I was running this, I don't know if I'm quite as dedicated as you in all the meetings and praying and preparation they have. They put so much time and effort into those times. You'll see some photos, well, at least some brochures about that later on. Up there, we had the State Ladies Conference, which was a wonderful time. We've had different lots of leadership training. The SHAKE course, Noel's done a great job coordinating that. Bless you, Noel. With that, the men's group, it's John and Stacey Pastor. I think we already mentioned the men's group, did we, before? No, that was the, we haven't. That was a nursing home. So let's bless Pastor John and John and Stacey also for the men's group. They do a great job. The ladies fellowship, let's acknowledge Pastor Pat. That was a wonderful testimony from Joyce, because I think that's one of the very significant things in the life of this church is the ministry that comes out of there, the mentoring, the discipling that happens. So we honour you for that and all your input into that area. We wanted to be praying about getting some areas of a music school going, but I want to honour the music team. The music team that are here today, let's bless our music team. They can stand to their feet. And, yep, praise God. Yep, stand up. Don't be shy. That's if you see one of the singers, yep, on the desk there. Matthew, you're on the desk. You can stand up. You're a part of that. And, yep, all of those that have been a part of that team. And we just really praise God for that. And we want to honour your heart. Kayleen does a fantastic job leading that group. And we just want to bless you and honour you. So let's put our hands together and bless them again. And we're looking forward to many, many more joining that team. You'll see some exciting things. When we put some concert photos up in a little while, you'll see some of these younger ones. And I just can't wait to see them really going forward in those areas. We also looked at our soap devotions. How did you go with your soap this year? Scripture, observation, application and prayer. And we're going to put that in again next year. And I encourage every person to be involved in doing that. Scripture, observation, application and prayer. Because if you're not doing that, you're not going to grow. End of story. You can watch every Christian television program, every Christian radio program. You can listen to every sermon. You can do all those things, but you're not reading the Word of God yourself. You're not going to grow. End of story. So I encourage you with the soap. And again, we'll get into soap next year. Don't get dirty over the holidays, but just keep yourself clean. But we're going to get into soap again next year. Improve facilities. And the multi-purpose room. Well, let's just bless Pastor John. Let's put our hands together and bless Pastor John. And before construction even started, he had done countless hours of work and getting quotes diligently, sometimes awake half the night planning and preparing things, and saved us about $50,000-$60,000, which is a remarkable thing in all that he's done, his diligence in all of that, and also the team. But if you're one of the men or even the ladies that have helped out, so some ladies have helped in preparing food and doing different things, if you've been involved in the construction site, I want you to stand to your feet. You've been one of the ones that have been in there, and your blood and your sweat and your tears are all involved in that. And now there's a few others that aren't here this morning. And I haven't seen Vince, but Vince, he's worked really hard. There's a few others that have put a lot in. We just want to honour these guys. Let's put our hands together and bless them for their faithfulness, all their hard work. And can sit down. Don't all go on holidays, because Pastor John, I want to grab you, I think, at the end of January sometime, to a few more little things to do. But look, it's been a wonderful team effort to do that. And also the faithfulness and generosity of the people of God in this place has been remarkable. We've been able to put that up. Travis is not here. Travis did a huge amount with the wiring. He's many, many days of work there. Something like 2 or 3 kilometres, I get mixed up with, of wiring. That's a lot of wiring. And in that building there. So we just honour him too for his hard work. And when we open that building, we want to have a great time of celebration and honouring in that area as well. Also, our very important part of our church is our home groups. And I want to honour Pastor Pat and Pastor John, who have done a fantastic job in overseeing, coordinating that. The studies, they've done absolutely excellent studies. And to generate those all of the time, every week, they really put a lot of time and effort. So we just want to honour you for what you do. So you can stand to your feet. And And all our home group leaders, all our home group leaders that are here today, let's put your hands to your feet and let's honour the home group leaders. You can stand there and bless them. Quite a few of them are away on holidays. But we just really want to thank you and honour our home group leaders. Because as we say, the home groups are not a program of the church. They're the life of the church. And so we honour all of those and honour you all that have been faithfully going along and growing in God. And mentioned before, we had our courses. And one of those was the Friends for Life course. And I trust that you're outworking those things. We had a number of courses that run through the year. Some of the guest ministry that we had throughout the year, we had, remember at the beginning of the year, we had Pastor Abel and Gilbert from the Philippines. Remember they came and they shared and they gave a great report. The faithful giving that you do and children, the coins that you collect, they were able to testify of the wonderful work that you do there. We had Pastor Frank Weber from South Africa. And that was a very powerful time in ministry. He's now Pastor Frank Weber of Melbourne. He's now married to Irene Barnes at Southeastern Church. And so we'll be able to have a lot more to do with him. We don't have to wait until he comes from overseas. He lives in Melbourne now. He's been on honeymoon and holidays, but then we're going to be able to grab him. And Pastor Joseph Sanger, he came at the beginning of January, and he preached here. We had Pastor Steve Limner from Canberra. He did a fantastic job here and also at the men's breakfast as well. Pastor Steve Dowling from Sunbury. Pastor Hans Vortman from Adelaide. He's from our national CRC movement, the national vice chairman of the CRC. It was a privilege for him to come down from Adelaide. And of course, we dearly love Pastor Andrew Nicole from Sunbury, and they do a great job heading up the outreach there in Sunbury. And some great things have happened in Sunbury this year. They've had a fantastic year. They've had good growth there, and they're really connected in the community through the kids' club that they run. And they get regularly about 30, 40 kids there. They ran a festival as a part of that kids' club 2 or 3 weeks ago. They had about 300 people through. And the council was so blessed with the festival that they ran, they want to put it in their calendar and want them to run it every year. So that's a wonderful thing happening. So we praise God for that. Yeah, put your hands together. That's a wonderful thing God is doing there. And we had probably the most important thing to celebrate is new Christians, people that have come to know Christ. So I just put up these names, people that have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ this year. It was wonderful to see. Yeah, I'd be clapping the whole time. These people are coming into the kingdom of God. And it's just been wonderful. These people that have been committed themselves to God and blessing. So it's just wonderful to see these people that have come to know Jesus Christ this year. We had some baptisms this year, and these are the wonderful people that were baptized this year, and it's just exciting just to see. Yeah, you can clap these guys. And I think that was everybody there. And just a wonderful thing, and really bless you for coming along and being a part of those nights, because this is a pivotal moment. Giving the life to Christ is the pivotal moment. Getting baptized is another major pivotal moment in their lives, and so it's just wonderful just to be blessed and to see them being baptized this year. Oh, one more. We didn't forget. Praise God. Oh, and another one. We had more than I realized. And another one. So, praise God. So it was wonderful. We had a lot of people baptized this year, which was really exciting. Praise God. Well, one of the things as a church we do is we like to get together as a family and to have lots of fun. And one of the fun things we do is our... Oh, and there's another one. Praise God. Yeah, give him a hand too. Praise God. See these ones being baptized. Praise God. See if there's any more. No, there's no more. Praise God. We had our annual church concert, so we're just going to put some photos now, just to highlight some of the different things over the years. So we had our annual church concert, which Gary does a great job coordinating that. Bless you, Gary. And Andrew was a fantastic co-compere this year. So, isn't it wonderful just to see our rising talent there? Little Abigail there, good on you, Abigail. And you see the Saliba kids, they're all rising up, and they're going to be powerful in ministry too. And good on you, Leon, see you there. And others there, I won't talk to every photo, you can look at them yourself, but just wonderful to see people being involved. And great to see Joan and Antoinette dressed up specially for that night. Somebody just please, Jeremy, can you put the cooler down to low so it's not shaking the screen? Just in the other room, that would be good. Now, Hayden doesn't normally dress like that, so it's okay. But that was a really good fun night. Shara and Karen are very dramatic, so. There's another home groups there. Pastor Pat's got her heart and soul into it there. There's all the ladies dressed up. I think it was about roses, all the different types of roses. I knew about red ones, and we learned about many other different roses as the ladies all dressed up. There's some more photos here. There's Dot there, all dressed up in her Sunday best. Okay, so that was our church concert. We also have our annual church picnic. We had a great picnic this year. I think it was one of the biggest picnics we had. We had a fantastic time at the church picnic. And as usual, we had our great cricket match and our soccer match, and we had a fantastic time. Ronnie and Doris tucking into it there. And Andrew again organised all the kids' games for us. And that's not the sleeper kids. Didn't really get flattened on the ground, but it was a way of fitting them into the photo there, so that's all right. And the kids had a great time into it. So kids, can you see yourself there? Kids, are you looking? You might be there. Can you see yourself? There we go. So Karen, I think, was the goalkeeper at one stage, I think. And we had a great cricket match, soccer match. And everyone was into it. It was great. Okay, we had some missions trips, and I went to Sri Lanka a couple of times during the year. Peter Reddick went off to the Philippines and was really blessed. And we had our National Day of Thanksgiving Awards. You remember that back then? We honoured quite a number of recipients there. There's all our dignitaries there. And the whole team there, all the team did a great job of putting together all the food, planning that and organising that. We had an awesome time. And here's our recipients. We've got the awards there with our local member and the mayor. And they get a lovely certificate and a wonderful award as well. The youth services. The youth were brilliant, weren't they, youth? Weren't you? Yeah, I think they were. And just encourage just remember we have youth services. They're not just for youth. They're the youth ministering to us. And they do a fantastic job there. There's Gary climbing his mountain there and looking very Hawaiian over on the side there. They did some great things. They had the pool days and swimming, the sports days. Then they had their camp. They had an awesome time in their camp. It's Kyle here. Good on you, Kyle. We heard all. There's a story attached to the photo. I heard all about it. So there's a great bunch. They had an awesome time in the camp. I don't know if Josh is awake or asleep there, but there he is. So he's over there. It's David and, is it Catherine? Is it? I think it's men's breakfast. Gadgen, who is an Aussie citizen, eating his Vegemite. Now, look at some of the photos about the multi-purpose room. That's really how it's at the beginning of the year. That's what it looked like at the very beginning of the year. And it's just great to see the way it tracked along. You had the floor in there, guys working on there, then the walls going up. When we open it, we'll do a full history for you, photo-wise, of some of the guys working away. Now, Leon really doesn't have a hammer smashing the window. It does look like that, but he wasn't doing that. He's actually hammering beside the window there. Some more working away. So it's just been a wonderful blessing just to see that go up. And Ross was saying how for us to have done it ourselves in the time frame that we had, he said even with a builder contracting that, we've done that in really good time. So bless you guys, bless Pastor John and the whole team. And I know there's many days he's been there on his own, but done a lot of work, and it's wonderful to see that it's gone forward. Okay, we had the Pure conferences. We had two Pure conferences. That's obviously for the ladies. And there's the team up on the top corner there. They had one in March. They had an awesome time there. The ladies themselves ministered there. And then they had the other one with Pastor Norma in October. And the playgroup, MAPS, that's gone really well. They have a great time in the playgroup. And Kids Connection. Kids, you've got to be watching this. You might be in one of these photos. If you haven't seen yourself yet, can you see yourselves? You're looking. You look really careful. You might see yourself somewhere. And just, well, Muriel and the team of teachers, just bless them. Let's put our hands together. Bless that whole team. All that they do. We know we honoured you with the kids' celebration. But they do a great job. Some other photos there. Now, can you see yourselves? Those big smiling teeth there, smiling faces. There's Barbara there, doing a good job. And the kids' celebration, which was only a little while ago. These clips have actually taken from the DVD itself, so they're probably not quite as sharp as perhaps that we would like. So you did a great job, Antoinette, there. But found the right book to read in the end, which was good. This is just some wonderful people in our church. Put your hands together for these people. And last week, we got our new church name, Grow Church. That we in all things grow up in Him who is the head, that is Christ. And so that was another wonderful thing as we finished the year there. And of course we had, there's a couple of scriptures that I just want to read to us. We ought to always thank God for you, brothers. And really this is the heart of the oversight of your home group leaders, of all the leadership. But we ought to always thank God for you, brothers, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love every one of you has for each other is increasing. And that's our prayer, that we're growing in God, and we're growing in love for one another and the heart for the lost. And Ephesians 5:20, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's really what we are doing. We're thanking God for all that He has done right across this whole year. Now, just as we close this one, I just want to close with that clip. We might sing a song after it, but time is getting on a little bit. But I just want to watch that clip. Remember, at the beginning of the year, I showed you this clip about grace, about amazing grace. And I just really want to remind us of this, that really everything of this year, everything of next year, everything of every day is really because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we should never, never cease to be grateful and thankful for who the Lord is and what He's done, and always be in awe of His amazing grace that He has for us. Let's just watch this clip together.
Father endure. covers my sin. Each time I come into your presence, I stand in wonder once again. Your grace still amazes me. Your love is still a mystery each day. I fall on my knees, 'cause your grace still amazes me.
We just want to thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. Lord, as we look across the year, Lord, we just see your hand upon us. Lord, we see your fingerprint on every part of our lives. Lord, we see your hand of blessing upon us. And Lord, we are amazed, Lord, that you did die on the cross for us. Lord, that we get so caught up in every other trivial thing, Lord, every other thing, Lord, it just seems to overwhelm us. But Lord, when we look at the cross and we just see the grace, the love that you've given us, Lord, we are amazed. And Lord, we're in awe of your love for us. Lord, we love you so much. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the grace that you've given us. Lord, that you gave everything for us upon the cross. Lord, and let us never for one moment be ungrateful. Lord, let us never be mindful of what we don't have, but Lord, let us be mindful that we have the risen Christ. Lord, we have your grace upon our lives. Lord, we are so grateful for your grace, Lord, that you don't treat us the way that we deserve. But Lord, you treat us out of your tenderness, your love, your compassion, out of your mercy, out of your love. And Lord, we are so grateful this day. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. We thank you for the salvation that we have in Jesus Christ. And Lord, even as this year, Lord, as it draws to a close, Lord, but Lord, we know, Lord, that when 1 year ends, Lord, there's a new year, a new beginning ahead, Lord. And let us walk in awe of your grace, even as we go into next year. Let us be mindful of the cost of the cross. And Lord, let us be mindful of the glory of the risen Christ as we go into next year, Lord, with your hand of blessing. So, Lord, we just thank you for your love, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the many, many things that you've done. Lord, that we can testify of your goodness, your grace upon our lives. But more than anything, we thank you for the cross. We thank you for our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God.